convened as a result of a discussion that took place in Shul. Now, the subject, the problem is not working in the center of our instruction. And let me all tell you this idea. So this interaction is critical because the MFMA also does talk to some delegation in the set of the interaction between the two departments. And so it is on that basis that we want to ensure that all these things are done, especially in trying to assist the municipalities that have been our jurisdiction. Because the discussion really is about the budget, the financial status, etc. of the municipality. And of course, what is it that you do as a two department in the sphere of assisting those municipalities? Now, we do not understand what was going on in Northwest. We were able to know what is going on in some province. For instance, I mean, there's a whole range of problems that we manage. Issues of assets that are not credible, sustainable, etc. Now, having then said that, let me allow my team. Now, this team is a kind of technical team tonight. Today, the basis for it. In other words, we will allow national president to come here first and not working together with your own people in the process to set up some of the things that are problematic. I don't know why I am here to talk to you and to get representation in the whole of the city when we are very interested in working together with and then they will then tell us the content of the budget that they have initiated. Of course, you will come in. In fact, what you might want to do, It's a part of the problem that some of the departments don't publish. This is very important. So if you run that in the submission, it's fine. One also to hear the finance in the problem and your customers in the problem. Also, what is it that you're doing jointly for him? Singular. The team then that is the national president is led by this lady. She's the head of the campaign organization unit. And our first soldier there is Bernard from Kabul, director of local government. By the way, one is Kabul is going to give you a list of the municipalities that have been addressed in Kabul. I hope the letter was not there for you. Good. So that we must then be able to help to write the letter to the municipalities. So you're going to tell yourself in terms of which municipality you must join to help you. And let me also tell you that Mr. Sona is eagerly awaiting that application.
Thank you. meeting and issues that have to be addressed as well, is in terms of the MFMA, we phased in the implementation over a 3-year period. We've tried to assist the different provinces and here, especially the South Sudan Northwest province, in capacitation and expectations around the operationalization of the MFMA. In this regard, we have placed a roving advisor in the province to assist in the further capacitation of the staff. The environment minister has issued a delegation through to the MEC for a certain number of municipalities to support them and implement the MFMA. Also to build further capacity within the administration to be able to deliver on some of that and those mandates, but at the same time work very closely with the local government departments as provincial government's role in implementing the legislation and supporting the government. In this regard as well, we supported the province with a template of some operationalization MOU, memorandum of understanding the different departments, kind of practical work that has to be done in the municipality, and sharing of some of these responsibilities. To that end, we would expect some feedback on that, to get a sense that there is harmonization in the relationship and the work that is being implemented in the municipality. The second big area is around how we communicate with municipalities, given all the challenges that are out there, and the number of challenges out there. It's around the organizational structure within the province to take care and discharge its support obligations to municipalities. Onto the mainstream, basically, given the phase implementation. Now, we may know that it's the third year, and the phase-in is complete. So from 2004 to now, finance legislation should have actually been implemented, not necessarily only in spirit, but to the letter of the law. So it does create bigger and further challenges for us to be able to implement in all the municipalities throughout the country. And here, the special delegation will probably need to be spoken to. Skills and the abilities and the capabilities of the department to deliver on that objective. That will take us a long way in then trying to address a number of other issues as we will probably highlight during our various meetings. The chair and the committee should know that we are hosting quarterly meetings for both departments, the provincial services and the local department, local government departments of all 9 provinces. Collectively in a room, together with SAWDA, to be able to then point to and get further direction provided in the kind of work that requires to be done over a shorter time period rather than a 3-year period. So when we do this, at those meetings we discuss various implementation challenges and how these things have to be implemented, and what further support and training is going to be required. The next big issue that we probably need to discuss is kind of extent to which the provincial treasuries and local government departments supporting municipalities to address the serious challenges. In the 2006 audit findings, there was 1 qualification, 6 networks, 14 disclaimers of the municipality. It doesn't say it's going to be a serious challenge. We need to do something. So perhaps if we can talk a bit about that, it would be good. The plans and first presentations, hopefully we will see today from the province, will reflect some of this, that we will actually get us forward in terms of what is planned for this for the near future, so we can then be able to say that action is really true. For example, of the 8 municipalities in Northwest, or 8 of the municipalities in Northwest, to our understanding, they don't have web plans. So we're not sure how they will ever be able to report and provide reports in keeping the Section 75 of the MFMA. And there's a whole list of issues that have to be brought to a website. And we're not sure what support is going to provide. We're also not sure, when we do look at the research around the internship program, we're quite aware that of the 25 municipalities, 9 of them are the medium and lower income municipalities. We're not sure. We can provide a copy check. The science of the more copy can we just came in quickly from what we are suggesting we will provide them. Okay. Then the challenging point for us is one of the bigger financial reform agenda is to build capacity. And when we talk to the financial management grant conditions.
I'm sure we have gotten that at what customers attention and we're speaking about 9 of 25. What is it for customers?
9 of the 25 municipalities do not have, they're not showing that they have financial graduates and they're not part of the internship program. Every season they know that there is an internship program being run for the last 4 years in municipalities. And all the municipalities receiving the financial management grant are requested to provide graduate interns and employ them in the municipalities. 9 of the 25 show that they do not have these graduate interns. And that tells us that capacity cannot then be built in the municipalities. The skills are not there. People keep using that as an argument of the consequences. The next big problem challenge around is the issues around budgeting, and I leave that to my colleague Bernard to talk to. But we have received information that audit fees are not being paid. What is the extent of this? To what extent are real accountability and public oversight function being undermined by municipalities not paying? Real question. The next big one is municipalities were all supposed to have presented annual reports. It is quite sad to know that not many of them have presented their annual reports, even for the last year. And that's the area where parliamentarians, municipal councillors, MECs, members of provincial legislature use the proper oversight functions over the municipality. We don't seem to be seeing these annual reports, but there is a challenge here that collectively and all of us in this room can see how it's quite good. Jefferson, the other bigger ones is around the spending on the grant. The conditional grant, this committee will have heard, the Treasury has reported back on it previously. You have had sessions on it. We've had a number of sessions that suggest that big infrastructure grants that are meant to be delivering basic services are not being spent. We would like to know what extent the whole grant is achieving. And that's the last point from the NFMN side around is the budget and treasury offices established in all of these municipalities? If not, why are they not being supposed to be established? And whether the competent, or whether it is competent officials occupying those senior positions in line with the competent.
The deficiencies in the budget in the teaching of the university
credibility of the Navy projection. We still find that in the policy of the society, one is coming from the one party is the one that we find that the capital budget, which are supposed to be 2 years or 3 years, normally is not realistic as well. And the format of the budget, the way the budget should be presented. We also had a program with progressive submission of the budget, but with Northwest Development and Metro University, it was submitted for a long time. I think this presentation will have heard more on that, but also the presentation. One other issue we have with the budget at the moment is that we, for the first time at National Treasury, we published a control of necessary budget of municipalities. So they are on the National Treasury website. But the way we will do it, we are all using the web, but we have to verify the amount of the budget. Make sure that the budget, the amount of the budget, the amount of the budget. And as a process of verifying the numbers, we want to find that either the opportunity to and for the few of you communicating with our the relationship between us now is really working well, and things are going on okay as far as the submission of the whole one big issue that we still worried about is that we using 1283 municipal budget that is about 3 weeks ago, we want to now start publishing at the provincial level, publishing the financial results of the municipalities on a monthly basis, you know, on the website and in tables in the legislature as well. And on a quarterly basis, we as National Treasury consolidate the whole provincial treasury financial results, put them on one website and then publish them. So there's still a problem with regard to Section 71 reporting. Section 71 reporting monthly financial reporting by municipalities as requested by the NFMA. We still having problems at the we still having problems in the reporting by municipalities. And finally, maybe reporting sometimes just for compliance purposes. We find that the numbers are not available, the numbers are not realistic, and there's some inconsistency there. And with the assistance of the provincial service, we obviously make sure that the numbers are something that you can put us on the topic. We work together on this one. And one other project that we want assistance on, which the provincial service is very much we are, you know, sent to publish the financial statements, the financial information of the municipality for the past 2 years. Meaning, the past 2 years, actual financial results for all companies in the municipality, and then publish again the MTS, meaning for the wholesale industry going forward. So we also want to find an assistant to say the provincial budget. Currently working together on that. And I think so far things are going well. It's just that we still have to have capacity issues addressed in the provincial the right number and then put enough with municipalities and stuff. In terms of the reporting, obviously, favor, because I think this time it looks like the judgment is going to be very good, that people, activities are being used. Let me hold it for that, some help.
Right. And thank you for that. I'm happy to introduce that to you. In the action, you know, that is the collaboration with the Shining Treasury. Now, I see that the presentation is kind of aligned with the management of the Shining Treasury and the Department of Education that you have come and announced. I was thinking that if you thought you might think the next 3 days to ask me, you're going to call you to ask me. I think it's the lack of men, the lack of business. Some of you have
seen
Well, let me then allow the two MECs to decide to accept. You might have taken some of the notes of all, but of course, the response to the community is deep. Submission, and I'm just kidding, with people not scholarship after lunch, the big one. Over to you, Madam and Seth.
As the Jefferson has already added, I need to set up on the 6th of June. We made a presentation regarding the municipality divided processes and emanation from that. A number of questions were asked that were not answered satisfactorily. So today then, we are here to present what was created then. We've been asked to synchronize and present consolidated report together with the DDLG, which we have done. And I think that today's report is a result of the directive. Without much ado, may I please introduce our technical team. On my far left is Simo Williams from Provincial Treasury, and to my immediate left is Mr. Johnny, the fellow from DDLG. So you, Jefferson, might please hand over to the technocrat. I think that this is the moment of the presentation, and we have caucus. We know who is to present. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. The red button.
Thank you, thank you, Jefferson. So I'm not going to go through the entire presentation side by side. I'm just going to highlight some of the key issues in the presentation. We've also made a consensus report that we should do for that. This is just for the previous session. There was a number of questions from the side of the room. One of the questions was, what is the capacity of energy in the US market? Only presented a snapshot of housing disparity. The reason for that is we didn't know that this was a disparity. So we try and answer all the questions in the presentation. It's just an impression. This is just for the reply to the questions. We try to answer the questions. So just in terms of the report last time, we tried to keep it brief because it was a time consideration. But it was also our first time seeing in front of the audience. We weren't sure about the format of the time consideration. I think we've learned from the RCM how we decided to do the topic and the solution of the question. The information that we're also presenting is very similar information to the client who was buying the system. We hope to get that to the best of our. Just in terms of the capacity of the energy management, we do have a mission support.
Sorry, Chief. I just want to, we got the document here. That feature is not on this document. So that was featured what was raised in the previous one that was the protector. Out of that, my understanding was but my understanding was actually out of that question previously that was raised and issued what was correctly. This presentation here was supposed to correct that. Now we haven't got that hard copy, so there's the presentation will be made now, but we're sitting up a copy here with the first actually. I don't know if that presentation of that question or what is presented there is in this hard copy now, because there's some two issues but we're not being up now. So I'm because this copy is actually as far as what I concerned, the presentation must be made by the two departments here to say previously there are problems, now we correct it, here's the presentation. What is lost?
These are teammates. This response is the teammates. They got lost in the teammates. There's a working on that. I think for now, let me just please, once they are continuing to celebration, I think we need one or two copies. The email in Parliament is not working.
If that is the case, then I accept that, because that time we know there was a problem. So
that's right.
We understand that. Because
fine, but funny is making
that's not good, there you go. Now there must be some serious, there must be reasons why this thing is not sufficient.
We've shown the board admission system of the needs of the daily research that on the course. We can some point is that we know there's a number of issues, but no proper research on that is there to know what exactly the cost of the difference of the reported opinion. I've already mentioned the statistics. Currently, in conjunction with local governments, we are rolling out a special program to remedy the above situation. And we've looked at the NDC targets of how we want to address it over the next few years. I will talk with you in a moment. First, in terms of the effort that we've put in today, we've mentioned that at the end of 2007, 19 of the 21 municipalities have granted the annual financial statements on time before the agenda. The two municipalities that did not submit was Centers Board and Mapatino. Centers Board was an evening test that submitted their report later. Mapatino was still not submitted their report. This is just a summary of what I've said over the last 3 years, last 4 years, what was the position on the audit report. And just in terms of the scholarship of limited and low revenue, this matter was raised last time to the committee. We asked which municipalities are low. Some of the municipalities that were registered are maybe rural and rural areas, so that's a limited and low revenue. The high levels of unemployment is limited to municipality. The five municipalities in North Korea that are entirely dependent on government are as low as they are on the local. The ones that was limited revenue, as I already mentioned, Amishiri Moiluwa, Masakiyo, and Sustainable Street. These materials are dominated by rural areas and the revenue collection is registered. This is just a summary of the utilities, what the actual budget, operating budget is, and what the percentage salary and the rate of cost of the total budget. But if you look at the bottom of the page, if you look at digital income, 9% of the total budget comprises the salary for the basic cost. Mexico is currently at 58% of the show. Pakistan is 41%, what's the money?
Just slow down a little bit.
Pakistan is 69%.
So the percentage of salary in major various forms of work is going up to half the highest owner of 2020. In terms of the budget process,
is only one with these reasons.
What is that implying? Part of both of them are trying to
financial sustainability also mentioned previously. And by the document of our users, the different problems and we have to share by the because the digital system by instability is serious attention. It's still not answered directly. Instability is still only focused on the community. After they finalize the project, not using it for more people in the system. Budget process timelines are not a year two, so instability is still really pretty currently following that up and making sure that the connections will keep their back to adopt the instability is still focused. In terms of our support, we've done training with municipalities, workshops in the analytical basis on the new format, the new format. We've had workshops on the budget content and format. And those things only come back when you see when you assess the kind of things are there's some proactive engagement, and we are trying to control the process of making municipalities during the budget process to make sure that they stick to, that they really improve from the previous year's budget process and process. There's some hands-on support in terms of the training we are doing at municipalities, especially the ones that are struggling, because it's critical just to refer them to the festival to make sure they understand the communication to do, to really go for the limited research we are using, trying to do that and support. And then we prepare from time to time provincial federal officials to assist them in the interest. It's difficult, we understaffed and we facilitate municipalities. It's difficult to have full backup of municipalities. The objective is to have that to achieve it. Make sure that it's good support. Some of the challenges the incremental budgeting is still used, although it's given the same thing. Budgets are still confined in both comments and from budgets. That's where the distortion of information comes. It's not information because the budget differs from the one that was published by government. Just for management and debt collection, serious challenges most important to make sure that they can have a portion. This is the budget for the IDP, it's the stage just to register, and it's all kind of trust and emotion. Unrealistic budget, I repeat it annually, maximum borrowing is not confirmed by all the authorities. The budget is still not used as a strategic tool. On our MFG expenditure for the end of August 2007, the year report showing 27.1%, as well as Mokakalo, which is through the GPA because of what we are doing with the community association. So I'm not going to go through this. In terms of the report American spending, we support control serious stakeholders focus. And this is for the government and everyone. So it makes it a difficult in terms of comparability. Because the new source of engineers, government and engineers is a center. We've written a separate report in the total expenditure for which includes energy funding also. We need to touch energy funding also. One of the challenges is delays in the approval of projects and the funding of service providers. During the supply chain and supply chain management was done in conjunction with national treasury, and we hope to see that in the coming years that those things will be addressed in terms of how much service to services. The training scheduled on contract management for contracts in December is conjunction with national treasury. So we're trying to also make sure that the service elements include the system we need to work with. In the report, you see that some municipalities have, at the end of August, they haven't sent some of their energy funding situation. Others are in various stages. Every should spend about 70% of the problem. And then it's also going to be suggested what is the
funding for this. Is that very funny that the everything from the funding that looks at?
Che just to highlight this particular question in the August, I think before the day, the previous financial year, the same challenge. There is a study at Central District of Dr. Dino Morema, the Secretary, with a capable level of 10 of August, not again in Sokota, managed to integrate the system, processes, they are sending the energy coming. In the Bokirima district municipality, I got in Manima, in the southern district municipality, our session 21 report and the publication of it on a monthly basis. We are excellent in terms of making sure that on a monthly basis we submit that we publish the session 21 report. We put in place and some of the things of the quality of the report are improving, the timing of it is improving. On a quarterly basis, our report goes to the legislature. We have finalized our process now with the communication from our to publish it in our website. We have also published it in the local newspapers. In terms of total actual expenditure of capital at the end of the financial year, amounted to 38%, the budget amount. Operational budget all municipalities amounts to 5% of budgeted. The ratio to this is that 2% of the operating expenditure equals to 1% of the case that was spent. For the infrastructure backlog that you mentioned earlier, the low spending of capital funding remains a serious concern. And we're looking at various ways of assisting the services that are giving support to the budget committee and supply chain to ensure that capital expenditure is transparent. In terms of monthly expenditure report of municipality, this is a report that at the end of June. Just a snapshot of what was budgeted for the year, what was spent, what was the excess credit condition, and what was the cash flow condition of the municipality. We just report it to the district. Shutting the report, then I'll go over to Ms. Mokotawa to take you through the.
Thank you, Chef. The situation in terms of the Bataman, which was also had about data during the Chef in the situation in the Bataman post the 2004 intervention has generally improved, and the municipality was moving in the right direction. And I think we had one for that. Experiencing later the ending of the contract of the municipal manager and the CFO there. What we can then today report is that the position of the municipal manager has not been filled, as well as the manager of the services and CMS. The entire technical establishment is there except the CFO. And 2 months ago, the director of technical services was resigned in the municipality. It has posed serious challenges on service delivery because of lack of technical capacity to the extent that at some stage, the department had been approved because the people who call themselves Right Care Association were actually opening a shop and come and threatening to hold funds that are supposed to be ensuring that they were charging with those funds to deliver the services. We are, as a department, assisting the municipality to ensure that those who are posted are filled and taken care of properly. In terms of the IDP and the Service Delivery and Various Implementation Plan, they have been adopted by Council of Time. The permanent agreement for section detailed managers which are within the establishment for the current financial year at this time. The expenditure at the end of September stands at 23%. The Bataman in the district of Bukirima has got a misallocation of only 3.4 million during this year, and that will be standing at 23% expenditure at the moment, delayed to a due to project registration after the council exchange is on the project administration. Still on the Bataman, the section 46 government has got all 506 has been participated in the budget through the support of the department. Key policies such as supply chain management, the inspection, control and debt collection, as well as delegation are now in place, up to date with the current legislation. The municipality is one of those that are ready to implement the municipal property reset by July 2008, and we are envisaging this as part of revenue enhancement. If they implement the new property reset, it will be ready by July next year. Payment rate has improved from 49% to between 60 and 70, varying on month to month, but there are still challenges in the municipality. In terms of the challenges that have been long outstanding is that the municipality has been indebted for drugs. Drugs has at some stage, I'll just verify the figure, was it 10 million? 10 million to drugs. We have been engaging with drugs over the past to try and either cancel the debt or come to some amicable solution. The municipality has not been able to send that obligation. The second debt that they are facing now is the DDSA loan, which was once rescheduled and interest written off. The DDSA loan was 12 million, 9 million, which has accumulated over a period of time. The DDSA has rescheduled the debt 2 years ago, agreed with the municipality services, including me that obligation over a period of time. So it's still a major challenge that needs to be addressed. Yeah. In terms of Mahmoud, there has been an intervention in that municipality as well in the past. The municipality for the past 2 years now has been without the municipal manager. At some stage, the department seconded the chief director to act over a period of 8 months to bring stability to the administration and have the municipality come from its current position. Since the municipal manager, I mean the chief director for the central department, the municipality advertised the post, could not appoint, interviewed more than twice, still could not appoint. Now there has been change of political leadership in the municipality, arising from the close closing situation. There has still been no appointment made, both in terms of the CFO and the MM, which has now been advertised. In the moment, what we are doing as a province, we have agreed with the district to deploy CFO full-time in 12 hours in the Mamusa municipality. This is one of the credible CFOs who have attained and qualified report for the past 4 years in the district. He is deployed in Mamusa until the rightful CFO is appointed, who meets the competency requirement. Quite a challenge, but we are doing our best as the department to ensure compliance. In the past, in the Sierra Manja project through DDSA, we had deployed a financial expert. When unfortunately passed away, we have re-engaged with DCSA and DDSA. We have deployed another financial expert who is helping both Mahmoud and Mahmoud at the moment. The IDP and the SDG project were mainly led by the district, but both have been adopted. We have challenges in terms of the time frame for adoption of the budget, but subsequently for address. The government agreement for 1357 managers has not yet been concluded, partly due to lack of consistent administrative leadership in the form of the fully appointed municipal manager for the current financial year. There's no project management unit yet established in Mamusa. They make allocation also for this year, only 3.7 million. The CMU allocation is supposed to be 5% of it. Now 5% of 3.7 million does not mean constitute an annual salary of a junior engineer. So there's a challenge there. We have deployed an engineer through DDSA project. The municipality has got an internal engineer, but there's still challenges of capacity there.
Who is this guy, the opinion you're making about that?
Well, can the...
For now.
Okay, no tension.
It's not
Yes, you are right, sir. Oh, I thought it's on record when I speak with the rest of the
expansion. Oh, it's fine.
I
accept. Why
are you putting on the record? It's changed before. The expenditure at the time the report was compiled is at zero. There are only two projects that are supposed to take place in Mamusa. One was delayed by the technical report for work. One was delayed by lack of time of procurement by the municipality. If this project commissioned in the next month, I am quite certain that we will meet the obligation to extend this amount in time. In terms of the technical manager, I think I've already covered the point. I've covered all the three bullets that are there. The challenge that is in Mamusa at the moment is lack of culture of payment for services. Largely dominant by the township, and that's where lack of payment for services is coming. There's a stock of full fleet that requires replacement in the municipality. There's an agent that needs for appointment of a CFO, and the municipal manager to ensure maturity to the municipality. Some of the proposed solutions that we have been engaging with was to ensure that the municipality appoint service providers to assist in debt collection. And that project is in place. The political leadership needs to take oversight role in encouraging and ensuring enforcement of debt collection measures. We are planning an interaction with the Mamusa Municipal Council or the leadership of the MEC to be engaging with the issues of debt collection and general responsibilities that our honorable councillors are supposed to be charged with the administration, so that we don't find some of the senior managers and councillors in the same book as ordinary residents who are indebted to municipalities. So the department of the provincial treasury, as I indicated, is we have commissioned a province-wide audit of debts to municipalities by provincial departments, by officials, by councillors. We would be finalizing the report and we'll favor the committee with the outcome as soon as we verify the authenticity of them. Finally, these are generic challenges that we are having. The issue of debt is not only a problem, but it also affects high capacity municipalities. And I'm sure Timo will proceed with the outstanding items that appear in this slide. I will come back here on it, and just to indicate, expenditure trends to municipalities, which is quite correct, Chair, that some municipalities might be saying, although they need a lot of money for capital investment, yet not spending. But the truth is that some municipalities, within 3 months of allocation, have expended their needs, and their PMUs and technical capacities are idle if there is no additional capacity. And we can go municipality by municipality and indicate which one have already spent their needs, which are going to be very small municipalities, which one has not said that need, although that is a very big municipality, like the Austin that we did in the previous financial year. There was a host of interventions that were made in that type of municipality. I will come back here just to flag that slide that indicated the same municipality and share with the committee our problem and our measures to try and overcome some of the challenges.
Just mentioned earlier that the we are currently also developing our own format of the still process of procurement, and we've had a number of training sessions for information to make sure that there's sufficient limited solution. The currency planning is a process we can really start sharing best practices with the knowledge of our community. There's a number of initiatives at various facilities. We should try to look for a platform we can start sharing this information. In terms of the joint support programs between ourselves and our community department of local government, during the budget assessments we've done jointly, we try to provide a feedback to those municipalities. In terms of the monthly reporting assistance we want to try to synchronize the information and both ourselves and local government. We've done some work on training on formatting and processes, on training on open responsibility. We roll out a joint program on gas climate conversion, starting from the readiness assessment up to the support to the development of implementation we've also looked at some joint initiatives from President Grant, which are trying to roll out as a number of municipalities. Some of the special projects that I've already mentioned was the Liberian Air Transport support to address energy conversion. And then we have a program on reducing the number of qualified auditors we need. And really, we try to look at the increment of approach. We already mentioned that we are increasing from 4 in the current disaster measures of this year. And then in the next financial year, about 14, and eventually in 2008-9, about 20 municipalities. Now that's a huge target that we're taking for ourselves. Taking into account there's a number of changes taking place in accounting policy. But we set that target for a trying to make sure that we build those municipalities with a clear table to get to the target. We're also going to be reviving the internal audit functions within municipalities and through the shared services. And then we're looking at how we can accelerate infrastructure projects in conjunction with the PM business at municipality, in conjunction with the government, WAF, MULA, IDC, Public Works and USA. We're trying to look at interacting with a number of stakeholders that can provide the necessary support they needed. In terms of the support we give on GREP and GEMNET, we've set up a team between ourselves and local government and we've employed two experts in the presidential treasury. We've conducted the readiness assessment in-house for within a local facility and met with the mayor, municipal manager, and CFO. And we presented those findings to them. And we requested the buy-in for the solution because we need a buy-in from the entire institution. Those assessment reports were then presented the mayor and from the office. In terms of the implementation of the gazette issued by the administration on the 29th of June, what we've done is, in terms of all the work we've done, we didn't see that there was any blockage. What we will do is we'll use that information to assist us in reducing the number of public credits that projects are running. And that will also assist us now to support municipalities early enough to ensure that they can do the conceptual conversion in our portfolio. So thank you, that's wonderful.
Mr. Mohamud, whilst they are still loading, it's a matter that we will talk about when you are assessing that and whether the municipality has seen that.
Thank you, Chair. This is the up-to-date report on the state of municipal infrastructure and expenditure in the province at the end of September. The report goes to DPLG and every month before the end, we are today was the month of October, and so the October month might say something a little bit different, but I just wanted to take members, just many possible members here and share some experiences and processes that are unfolding. We will see that the situation in the district of Bojanala to start with Moratelli municipality, with an allocation of 38.4 million for 07-08. The expenditure at the moment is at 32%, remaining with 26 million to spend before the end of the financial year, which is the end of March in the national and provincial fiscal year, let alone the argument that they are planning it according to the IS and the state that we are not encouraged. In Madibeng, where they get 76 million, the expenditure is 29% at the moment, remaining with 3.8 million to spend. In Rustenburg, it's 77.5 million. And I should report that by the end of the previous financial year, Rustenburg had just over 50 million underspent, which they had to spend between that period and now. They have now spent that money 100%. On their new allocation, on 07-08, they are spending it about 32% expenditure. They have adopted a new mode, they have established new engineering team, two engineers seconded by the mining companies, the department seconding a technical director on ad hoc basis, establishing a monitoring team, and applying different methods of project management and multiple contractors on one on different sites. That kind of experience has worked quite well for us today, and it has really moved from where it used to be in the past to now 32% that we are spending now. In Hecheng, which is one of the deprived municipalities in the province, was huge backlog, but only unfortunately, because of the formula for allocating the system 5.1 million, the amount has been spent. They've got nothing. They are requesting for money to spend with a lot of backlogs, and sometimes unable to commence housing projects because they've got no money for services to develop sites. It's quite a huge challenge that we are facing. The new housing formula and policy requires that the money for housing only builds the top branch. The municipality must buy services on their own. Yes, I'm talking to Hecheng. I'm saying in a municipality like Hecheng, there's an area where the Department of Housing in the province wants to develop housing. It's called Mazista, a very deprived area which has been made one of the priorities. Just the practical challenge is that the municipality in that area has got no money to put services so that housing can come up. Their annual allocation on infrastructure, only 5 million from the week, which has been spent already. In Moses Kwatane, 38% expenditure of 46 million. In terms of their cycle, this percentage might be quite reasonable because we expect that the first quarter must be 25% having spent your allocation. These are the phases where the projects are commencing and not much has been changed in terms of the development of the construction. So Bojanala district as a municipality does no longer receive any allocation in the 07-08 for development. It actually uses part of its allocation to subsidize its local municipalities like retaining some of the projects from its own allocation from the Chicago share. So the situation in Bojanala generally is about 34% expenditure of the amount that they have been allocated varying in that norm. In the district of Mazamuzirimoliama, which was previously called Senfa, you have Rakum municipality which has got only 5.8 million at 33% expenditure. Soying has got 7.2 million spending at 60% expenditure. Mafikeng has got only 14 million 65% expenditure. Previous year they also spent their money part before the end of the financial year. In the Zawasa, which has been reported that others have not spent anything, they are now, at the time the report was compiled, they were reporting problems. It doesn't mean that there was no expenditure. At the moment, the Zawasa has 92% of the allocation, and in the next month or this month, it might have reported 100%. Zawasa will not only get in 7.7.
I think
okay. Now, this is the
question.
Okay. No, thanks, Chair. That will be the general picture. So the general provincial expenditure at the moment stands at 24% of the 733 million as at the end of September. Thank you very much.
All right.
terms of your presentation, you think you can have a position and you are raised. Is there any other method to say about your presentation?
Chair, that's just a direct issue around, and maybe as the discussion goes, we'll get to it. There seems to be a close correlation between where there isn't capacity in place, again in warm bodies, and the link between poor performance. There's a direct link between the two, and one would think that in a supportive mode that one is seeing most particular municipalities, who would be behind when we go away, enough warm bodies there to continue and sustain the reform and the system. I'm not sure whether that is one of the key indicators that we have in mind and the government is using as well. The second is this, how we report on these things are going to be important to put the measures right going forward. Now, are we saying when we say they have 100% spending, that it's 100% the transfer of funds from the province or from the mixed allocation to the province and up to the municipality, and from the municipality, is it going to Bula trust so it's 100% spent, or it's actually 100% spent on the project? We're not very clear on this point. Maybe that's when discussion comes into play on the time. The next big area for us is how are we going to get with the challenges we currently have? Plans in place concretely to make the difference. So when the problem comes back to the bottom, whenever it needs to again, we will show all those changes really are taking place. Something that the proactive step of getting our reform taking hold in this with some of the you put me out of it.
Do you really have then an assessment of the municipality how much but what you also want to know, but that is not your, that is not the issue that you decide, obviously, you look at it as well. Is that a different issue? What is funded by grants for infrastructure, and what is funded by municipality, and what is the amount of the loans, external loans that they're taking by the municipality? Where the presenter essentially mentioned very clearly that within the 5 years of the capital budget, the municipality should say, yeah, we will get so much loan, we will fund so much of our internal fund income, and we're going to take so much loan and loans, external loans, and most of the loans are not guaranteed. In the budget, they say, yeah, we're going to take those loans, and at the end of the year, nothing is going to take. And especially, I think, we need to can we be comfortable to because that's what we are aware of the children that they are low for the expenditure, and what makes us work is that even for the following year, I think the African market is kind of about 10% of the total market. But we are engaging with them with great information as well to improve the extra budget by them to do that in such a way that when they do an adjustment by which we anticipate to be inside the RPF and the issue for the new year, that's only one yet. For the previous year, they spent as low as 20% of the expenses. For the current year going forward, the deficit budget is only 10% of the short-term budget. For a municipality that is hosting the 2010 World Cup, and which has was the support of the world of the game of the cash flow and other communities in the area.
Look, what you were able to ask should be known to us, and we were highly concerned about this. We went to and we worried. I mean, just looking at the spending information, when they have
meditation in person. And then there was also some second they had a long list of projects for which they were asking for loans again from the city. Now, I think I'm not sure we will have to discuss how we deal with this matter. Let me then allow for questions, comments, and other things, but I think that we've also discussed often how we deal with this challenge of doing this understanding. Especially in respect of the fact that unqualified bodies have been reduced from 9 to 4. And we've got to find a way of ensuring that the two departments that are here, GPLG and National Department, do something very fast. For previously, not in terms of the loan, but in terms of the capacity in the respect of the demand and so on and so on. Now, how do we deal with this to ensure that the things are done properly here? But can you then allow for questions to come in?
Thank you. May I ask for your indulgence on the issues that you said needed to be clarified? Can we add the question as to whether any of the municipalities have given that to an entity or agency? On this issue of determining financial management data, if we could know whether any measures have been taken, especially at the level of the accounting officer, have there been some termination of contracts, some disciplinary measure, non-renewal of the contract, or review of the achieved performance area, or any measure the municipality has taken in order to sound its approval of the state of affairs. Chair, the issue of the absence of non-submission of annual report, I think it denies us as the oversight authority so much information, but also at the side of the community. Definitely, I should think that a municipality that has not published or taken an effort to make an annual report will definitely have no interest from the community to any participation. Because in the first place, that's how you display your commitment to public participation. Say, here are our shortcomings, here are we fed in the If you don't have an annual report, I think also all the other provinces, IDP, you name it, NEC, they won't take off the ground. So, Chair, I think there is more of the query and I don't know, probing about annual report than the near financial side. And it seems they were getting only information on the financial side of things. Yeah, I'll stop here for now, Chair.
Come down to the table over a period of 4 to 5 years. Now, Chair, I just want to know, isn't there a monitoring tool in place with DPRG and Session to see the deterioration of these municipalities? I think, Chair, we've come into the setup where they did rock bottom. And I don't know if we're going to pick them up again. Thanks. No, we can't hear him, Chair. He must please speak up if he's not going to use his mic.
We do know that the FMA, for example, put certain requirements on both the departments to oversight those and some as I said, I didn't hear anything. I would be from local government. It would be interesting to hear the report, especially in view of the kind of but also, the other question that was raised by National Treasury, out of 25 municipalities, 9 of them do not have qualified personnel in banks. Clearly, there will be a need on the side of the province to strict our monitoring, because if there are no qualified personnel, how do we expect not to get the payment? Obviously, because the people that are entering finance are not satisfied.
the the other question the person is both the Kwa
and Manusa
are under 13.139. How can the faith is under 13.139? And what they have been reviewed since then up to now. I don't understand that Nikwa Taiman is a baby in that if you could get clarity, what is meant by this? Because my understanding is that drugs is supposed to support the infrastructure in Nikwa Taiman. What do you mean by this? You commended Kathet Nabat Kawabuni to Manusa. And here the sister that he said is not the one that the Pope has come for. But, even when we were there, they told us that when they talk about the Revenue Collective, they only meant the town. That's what they meant. Outside that. But the issue was that they themselves didn't have proper systems in place in order to do that. I just hear that a lot of effort is needed in order to do the training. That was reported by Stellar there that they're taking this for procurement. Who is conducting this training? Is there a training provider? Who is conducting this training? And that last one, Chair, is around the Manistar manager. There was a report in not today on the first area that some animal managers are not having fun. As a result, Shada is trying to come up with guidelines in terms of the management. Are there medical managers correct in the Northwest that are not they submitted the budget. The government came back and recovered currency. Now, how do you deal with that situation where the municipality has published certain budgets, then they change the direction now when it's supposed to come to the implementation? I mean, how do you make those people account?
All
right, let me just read from the hymn book. Just a few things for the national, the provincial statement. Section 34 on capacity building. 34.1, the national and provincial governments must, by agreement, underline by agreement, specifically capacity of municipalities for efficient, effective, and transparent financial management. carefully can again actually look at this individual as a fortune. National information government supports the efforts of municipality to identify and resolve their financial problems carefully and in respect of those struggling and those that are redundant. The identification and of course the efforts to resolve those financial problems. Three, Banker Comey this morning saying functioning in terms of specification for 155 of the Constitution, a provincial government now may must share with the municipality the result of its monitoring to the extent that will result. May assist the municipality in improving its financial management every time that both of you. B. Must appoint steps in any emerging or impending financial problems in a municipality and let the municipality to those problems every time that. And may assist the municipality to address or resolve financial problems in every time that. Right. Then, one of the things that did not come out in terms of your submission is the extent to which municipalities are owed by both provincial and national departments, and therefore which department. And that then would lead me to read section 35. Of the Hill that talks of promotion of cooperative government by national and provincial institutions. And therefore, national and provincial departments and public entities must pay in their fiscal and financial relations with the local government, promote cooperative government in accordance with Chapter 13 of the Constitution, underline the promptly meet their financial commitments. In other words, the provincial department, the national department, that do not only meet this financial commitment acutely, but also violating the IMPO, provide timely information and assistance to municipalities, to enable municipalities to plan properly, including in developing and revising their integrated development plan. We will not win some problems this one in the same direction we're talking about of soon. We were told and given when we went to some municipalities that some sectors don't even take this serious IGB process. Number G or two. Now let me go to section 36. You did not raise this with Mr. Khabuja. Whether the budget, all of them have in the budget, and so that all the allocations of Saga are in the budget. And so, I got to the 36 one. In order to provide better stability and certainty about the sources and levels of intergovernmental funding for municipalities, the accounting officer of the National and Provincial Department, the accounting authority of the National and Provincial Public Entity responsible for the transfer of any proposal of municipality by no later than 20 January of each year notify the National Treasury or the relevant provincial treasury. A major assessment of all proposed allocations and the projected amount of those allocations to be transferred to each municipality during each of the next three financial years. Before I close, let me go to my favorite chapter. What is chapter? I love very much.
Whilst I'm looking for this map, I think it may have some questions. I'm not sure.
I think it's important when one does analysis of budgets and analysis of some of the initiatives that are taking place. We do need to recognize the challenges. When we say credible budget, we really mean we need to unpack that in the work we do with the municipality on a pretty regular basis to sort of keep that point. The old practices tend to come back. And why I'm raising this issue is that for the last 3 or 4 years, we've been asking Matrixine municipality to review their budget, bring it back into a credible budget. And it's never been happened to the extent that it should. So, it's not sitting in that list of stable or unstable, I'm not sure what's the other one, viable, what that. It should be put in one of the crisis municipalities there. Seriously. It is not the sense that it has the funding, not the sense that it can institute. That budget is really an unbalanced budget. There's a serious challenge that's not being addressed. And we feel that that should be addressed. It's just a budgeting fact. Chair, the one question that was raised was very important. We've now structured a chapter 13, to really take care of a very structured way of doing a recovery. So it's not just jumping into section 139 of the Constitution, but we have followed certain key principles, processes, issues that we have to get so that when we do intervene in terms of one thing, we know that it is a serious problem. That's not what we're doing. And it means everything behind the wheels must be done. And we're doing research currently in terms of the recovery plan and the institution of the finance recovery plan to see what is actually doing the change. And we will produce our research to the committee as well at some time. And it is that challenging point that people don't really recognize how serious Section 139 intervention really is. It's quite a serious question.
Right. The competence level of professional and traditional offer, especially the degree. But again, we can argue whether we have disposed of this thing called discretionary fund in mayor's office. I think it's another area in this thing. But then I just want to use one, S831, the accounting officer, senior manager, and chief financial officer, and other financial officials in the property management must meet the secure financial management competence level. Let me then allow me to encourage you to come in before I allow you to release this.
It is fair, yes, very fair, that we seem to be seeing the usual customers knocking at our door. Mafikin, Liquatay Mane, and which is the third one? Is Mahmoud. These are the usual customers. You know, loosely speaking, these guys have seen the best and the worst of the government's world. In fact, they just return on the verge of entering hell, so they nearly see the hell. So they should be fighting now and repenting, born again, to go the straight route. You obviously talk more about this thing than anybody else. But they are back here again. But in one of the slides, I think the president mentioned a performance report in terms of 1346 or the system. I wonder how many of these municipalities are subjected to this study, or how many of these municipalities do submit to the provincial government their kind of settlement. This is a kind of a chain, and for how many of these municipalities has the MEC for local government in the reported to the province that these are the settlements of this municipality in the province, these are raising concerns. I wonder whether it's a certain, but it seems to me, as the presenter mentioned, a section for the system in respect of only one municipality that complies with it. Okay, I'm asking the question because there could also be a tool that will assist to raise alarms when the municipality is going down. For instance, the kind of issue that we are seeing here, that financial management is going from bad to bad. Thank you.
I found my favorite chat. If there is inspection 15, that's 15, and what we do, cash management and investment. Now, the minister, which is the Minister of Finance, acting with the concurrence of the cabinet member responsible for local government, may prescribe a framework within which municipalities must A, conduct their cash management, underline and investment, and B, this is the most critical one, invest money not immediately acquired. Now, the problem that I'm raising is so that as you go back and you engage with the budget and find somebody having invested, it must be money not immediately. Of course, you have that in view of the need that we're talking about. Now, there is a huge level of morality issue here in respect of why municipalities should have investment in the context of needs and poverty. And so, I think I want to allow you to respond, but I'm sitting with a lady here, right? We'll also remind you, we'll come back to you. Let me see if all of you can share. So I will take first, and of course the official will come in the morning.
Thank you, Sir Pastor. I want to ask you that the official must proceed with those that are getting when you come on those that are political.
As long as the technical are not going to inform the
politics. Thank you, Chair. In terms of let me start with a question of the municipalities in the province of Kentucky. About four municipalities in the province of Kentucky. I think that in terms of the monitoring tools, pick up all of this, I would say, we do have a joint program, we are trying to find from the power. the devotees come from the other instruments for a patient. There was really a problem there with the integrity and devotees and not dashing to the river, or flow dashing to the river. So that's why the discussion with Bhav was that's the mistake of the combination of interest, combination of unaccounted for or water that was incorrect to each other. And that's why this is just everything to follow the number of water. Because these two points are like what you said, like the one who the actual consumption of the water was pumped into the river. So that is the process here. There's also a problem between the water authority and the water supply and the water utility. In terms of who's conducting the training, in terms of the training, the supply chain training was initiated by National Treasury. And it's done by family. So we just need certification and we need identification. The government department owing money to municipalities, just as what Mahawar mentioned earlier, we did the exercise where we went and we analyzed information or collected information from municipalities. Through one of the joint programs that we are running now is the Commission of Rates. So it's also gone out and now quantified what is public road, what is public road transportation owned in municipalities. That's also what we're doing now. To make sure that we collect this money owed by government funds in the state. The two entities made of investment that allow us to actually ensure that all money owed by municipalities, all owed by government funds in the state. We are trying to get the data and validation. So that is what I've brought to hand over to my colleagues.
I see you only chose the first one. No, thanks, Chair. Just proceeding from the audit fees. We have been emphasizing on municipalities. I recall 2 years ago, we made a circular dealing with the audit fees as part of the statutory requirement for budgeting and payment. It has not been significantly brought before our attention to the department. Just to find out the extent of the challenge that we undertake to facilitate that. Because we don't see how that kind of digital obligation is undermined, but we will undertake to facilitate that.
No, before that, can I also
outstanding debt to
age. But we will also remind them of that section of the that the session is not really accepted that the debt should have been just meaning. So that as you go back home, you must go back on that. Today, in terms of the activity part, you have the London Crashers with the seven, that the cooperation of cooperative, promotion of cooperative government by municipalities, where municipalities must gain their fiscal and financial relations with national government promptly meet all financial commissions towards other municipalities for national or organ policy. So clearly, they must also be reminded that they must give it to them. This is also a violation of this action. Not only about just the pushing this time, but ensuring that they comply with the same thing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. We'll certainly do that. The follow-up just on what my colleague has explained here in terms of the issue relating to the testimony that I just wanted to follow up on this debt, provincial, government debt to municipalities. We have actually, when we were doing this study, developed an item to the level of the premier's coordinating council, where a firm resolution was reached that all HODs who know that their department or municipalities must immediately comply. And should any HOD dispute debt to municipalities, that dispute must be referred to us as Provincial Department of Local and Government and Treasury to mediate and facilitate payment thereof. So it has received that high political commitment even from the previous. And we are, I think we will be re-emphasizing that, given what the committee has also made its observations on. The next issue about the Pateman and Mamusa being under Section 139, no, they were in 2004-2005. If you recall, in Mamusa, at some stage, councillors were exchanging blows within the chamber. There was total collapse of administration. In the Pateman, likewise. Many issues have been taken. Central stages, council meeting with three agenda items going until 2 in the morning. Only with 3 items at 0 permission for taking a store. It used to be. I was unfortunately deployed there that in the straight one was resolved. And there's a full report in the chamber. But there's not been any intervention. We are taking much more proactive way. We have learned lessons that this is not an intervention that is an ideal first step in the intervention process, like TV indicates. So they are not under that kind of intervention now, especially Section 139 intervention. The Pateman debt has been covered. In terms of the revenue collection in Mamus, are quite correct. The only people who were paying were the residents within the town. People in the township were claiming indigenous, but the municipality has no indigenous register. Therefore, teachers and professionals who were staying in the township that we know who were not paying for that, and there was no aggressive debt collection. That's why we put in measures to ensure that that kind of action is taken, even if it's done by an independent service provider who is able to negotiate proper terms and not name the municipality, with the oversight and responsibility of ourselves and provincial treasurer. Some municipal managers not qualified. See, I think it's just as a way of being converted as well, to preach the truth. The department has not participated 100% in the appointment of such a seven manager, municipal managers in particular. We understand the independence of the CA of local government and so on. But we heard from the beginning that the minister has issued a regulation on competency profiles for candidates we need for municipal managers. National treasurer did the same on CFOs. The competency framework has not been followed to the last. It's a challenge that we are facing and the truth that we can approach. We have not certainly done the profiling of each municipal manager or each CFO to record confidently that they are all not called or some are not qualified. We will definitely do that because the advertisement has certain requirements and our expectation is that those candidates who have been appointed should have fell within that kind of program. But outrightly, I cannot say that there are this kind of municipal managers who are not qualified. The last appointment was done a month ago in the province, and I think all 25 municipalities now have got, no, in fact, of the 25 municipalities in the province, 24 have the new municipal managers. The trend is almost the same with CFO. It's a challenge that deals with issue of institutional memory, capacity building, and so on. It's a challenge the department could not manage completely on its own, but I'm sure that the collective wisdom here and the interaction between ourselves and other role players within the state will help see how we get the solutions to this problem so that we don't get it repeated in future years. So we'll provide the report as soon as we've completed the assessment of profiles of newly appointed candidates. But like Simo indicated, there's a need for a lot of support because most of them are new. The issue of a public budget that has been published and changed. It's only in Mamusa where they have published the budget. After they've adopted the published budget, they came back and revised the tariffs, and that's the issue that raised the dispute between themselves and property rights association, ourselves and treasury government accordingly, and I'm sure that there's an amicable solution reached so that the municipal budget could be confirmed with the legal budget as well. So there are not many municipalities doing that. Other than Mamusa. The debt to municipalities are in that special way. We have certainly noted the applicants of resistance to the municipalities budget. I am sure that one of these national interactions that we hold between programs and treasurers, we may want to hold into the program so that we have a special case in one of our future interactions. Just to go there together with colleagues in national treasury, provincial treasury, and ourselves. Raise this issue as well as provide our political principles with a way of engaging with the municipal political leadership. The engagement might have been extremely difficult for the administration by the line. I know you recall that. Welcome to you. will report once you come back, and I know you'll be invited. In terms of the discretionary mayoral funds, my friend mentioned, it has been a widely condemned practice because it was subjected to a lot of abuse. Sometimes it's buying coffee every weekend. There has been no regulations on how to use this kind of funding. And we have been discouraged.
And also one of the matters that we must also look in serious in the budget again is the general election for the
The final input I just want to indicate is related to the trend on submission of annual reports. We have brought a report that indicates the trend for submission and compliance on annual reports. You will recall that prior to the amendment of Section 46 of the Customs Act, at the end of the financial year, municipality would just put the mayor with a chain there and report about events and what we have done and so on. But through the new regime of performance reporting, there has been some challenges on municipalities generating annual performance reports. From 2003 in the province, we had some 17 submissions. 2003-04, we had 15 submissions. 2004-05, we had 13. And on the 2005-06 year, we had 14 September. 13 submissions on annual performance reports. Quite inadequate. We have people that are based at municipalities that are trying to resolve some of these challenges. Because until we get 25 performance annual reports in the correct way, then it will not be able to go to the legislature and present the state of local government in the province. We have tried to do it before and presented to the legislature. Some of the challenges, they said, one report missing, that's not a performance annual report for them. You will come here when you comply. That's the challenge that we want there. So significantly denies them receiving that opportunity to discuss this publication to present the annual performance report to the legislature, to the minister, up to the house where we are on an annual basis. But it's an issue that we have identified during our assessments, and part of the teams that we have in the department are trying to resolve this problem at municipalities. I must finally indicate about the capacity of the department to meet this obligation. It is not absolutely 100% that we are able to meet our obligation to monitor and support. We also as the department review ourselves regularly to assess our role, and I think our support has increasingly become more necessary to municipalities, and as that happens, I'm sure that we definitely need to review ourselves as a department to assess whether we have the necessary capacity to discharge all the responsibilities and obligations. But with the little resources and the capability we have, we are almost trying our best to support where we are able to, but I would say not necessarily 100%. There is a room for improvement that we can effect as a department. Chief, there is anything outstanding, I'm sure both MECs will help us deal with some of the issues, and should the committee require additional information, we'll duly submit as soon as it's required. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tilley. Spoke about the non-operationalization of the memorandum of understanding. I think it will not work with operation. That's why we are here. Yes. And we myself and Ojakwit next week. We work so collectively and cooperatively. We even go together to the Nepalese members. We cooperate. There is the memorandum of understanding between the two departments. Other issues that were raised, I'm sure the two technical monitors dealt with. However, there's one which is still going to be a challenge. You spoke about the non-participation of the graduates in kinship and in the inequality. I think that is a mammoth task, because the graduates who are coming from the same area where we're located, if they want to go to the right, where they are bright lines, they don't want to remain there, and I'm sure that we have some of we must have some of the graduates who are here who might have come from the very same places, but if they are not there in those places, they almost just like. And it also goes along with the manager. We get the real competent manager is quite difficult in the our area, because the first thing is that our councils cannot pay like the municipality in the well-to-do areas like or even the medical. They cannot reach that level of payment. Therefore, the people who are highly qualified would leave the area. So this is talk of Northwest. We talk only of only four. That are not even big cities, just that count. But all the areas in the Northwest, out of the 25, are some municipalities and the rural municipalities that have no infrastructure, no revenue that is generated by the municipalities. Therefore, that is a challenge to which I think it will have to deal with. Looking at the incentives that could be worked on to attack these issues. Chairperson, on most of the issues, I think we need to work together as well as with the department or the treasurer. I think even the national treasury has to come on board on issues that they think we need to attend to, so that we attend to collectively. In the spirit of your one of your sections that you from your hymn book. Yeah, I'm sure that if we can do that, we can be able to deal with and solve the most of the problems. Those that we could not have come here not prepared for, they will be, if the chapter would like us to send them the responses that will be sent to the committee.
Thank you. All right, let me read the very last verses. 136. If the MEC for local government in a province becomes aware that the evil is still a financial problem in a municipality, that is section 136. The MEC must promptly consult the mayor of the municipality, assess the seriousness of the situation, etc. Something that is not. Number two, I'm not saying it must be, there's also the mandate to provincial intervention. Section 139. The municipality has endowed the kind of new financial affairs material, the system material which, of its obligation to provide basic services. And I think this is where the problem lies, it's in respect of this understanding. I do think that you must act on it. I mean, look, it's not a big problem, basically, but it is a problem. Because they are not meeting the requirements in terms of the service delivery issue. And I'm not saying those that are struggling, already identified, must be viewed as a matter of urgency. Now, having then said that, I do want to say, I want to implore all of you, especially the national, and yourself, to go back and just in terms of section 34, as I said, just go back and start talking with the municipality, identifying this problem. Well, part of what we must resolve is that huge salary deal. Again, in the context of little or no service delivery. If there's little spending on capital, the conclusion I made is that there's no service delivery. And what are we paying people to? Bottom line. So I'm just saying again, I'm imploring this team to go back. Part of what we must resolve is that unqualified option. I think they must again go back from four maybe to 25. In fact, that maybe they became 25 at the time. So I'm saying, I think it's something that we must work on from today up to the next meeting we shall have. I will not tell you when we have in the next meeting. Maybe let me tell you. In the next 2 or 3 months, what I have said to you. You have hope to assist to ensure that all of these things are done. Unqualified report must be increased from 4 beyond 9 to 20 or 25 with the kind of assistance. But the issues that relate to this session 136 and 139, just look at those municipalities so that you see what is it that can be done to ensure that you really give up the problems there. Is there any matter of license there?
Yes.
Mr.
Sure. As a member of the budget committee, you know. Now, also a member of the opposing committee, there's an issue that I think we did not discuss. In the input here, it says some are years to a region, to the tune of 97%. If my reading is correct. Now, what kind of arrears would it be? And with whose authority were they speaking of?
No, let's deny. Okay. Let's deny. I think what you're saying is that let's see, go back. Look at the whole range of challenges. Okay? Some of the issues that come from the classification that the community issues and other things have been seen in 400. Also, this matter that the school department has come to be. Because there also is an issue of the recovery plan here. How do you also look at those matters? And also, the broader question becomes a challenge that we need to raise ourselves in the area, which was alleged to us when we were with us in respect of this very common municipality. The kind of package that the city has been working with the municipality and province can assist the board so that you are also trying to assist the municipality get out of the depression and something that is really safe for now. The picture is clear. I will also add to that the national treasury and provincial treasury now are working as a team. We were very worried. Last time they were here, the report, a different report. It was as if they were not talking about the same survival report. Once we have these same problems that we both talked about, they're talking about problems of the same department and the same municipalities and so on. We were very happy about that. Is there any last word from the person from the Treasury and the MEC and then the person from the Treasury? Is there any last word today?
Well, I just say thank you, Chairperson. I think my colleagues, they've all helped to make it a reality. I think we now see the
population. Right. Madam?
Ladies first. I'm sorry to say it in here.
And then, Mr. Yao? Thank you for the
question. We'll work together to cover it.
I'm saying, I hope you found